Please note this meeting is being recorded and transcribed. Here are a few housekeeping reminders. Please remain muted during the call unless called upon by the facilitator. Please feel free to ask a question in the MS Teams chat section. If joining via phone and you wish to ask a question, please raise your hand utilizing star 5. You will be unmuted by the facilitator, then press star 6 to unmute yourself. Please ask one question each time you are called upon by the facilitator. Additional questions or comments can be sent to vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. Those questions not answered during the live event will be forwarded to the appropriate panelists for comments. Closed captioning is available for participants who join using the MS Teams application or utilizing the separate closed caption link provided. To turn on closed caption in Teams, go to the three ellipses at the top of the MS Teams window and click on More Actions. Next, scroll down to the list to turn on Live Captions. When using the link option, paste the link in the browser and it will open in a separate window to view closed caption. Thank you in advance for your participation. Next slide, please. Now for today's agenda, Katie Straubinger from Social Security Administration will provide our introductions, signature policy, and she will also speak on FY23 cost formula. From Cognosante, we will be providing an introduction of TPM's VR provider support team. Super excited about that. And we will also discuss VR help desk requests. There will be a Q&A session before we close out the meeting. Next slide, please. So now I will turn the meeting over to Katie Straubinger, who's the Vocational Rehabilitation Branch Chief with the Social Security Administration. Katie?
Hi, good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are calling from. We are so thankful that you are joining us today for the quarterly all VR call. I'm not sure if you realize it, but we do rely on your partnership and participation to make our program successful, and we appreciate you taking your time out for these quarterly calls. As I mentioned on the last quarterly call, SSA is in the process of transitioning the VR payment workload to the ticket program manager. The first workload we transitioned was payment processing. We have started transitioning the next workload, the VR help desk. On today's call, we will introduce you to the staff who are answering your questions. I want to assure you that SSA is still a presence on both workloads, and we will continue to provide oversight and policy guidance. So in short, SSA is not going anywhere. We're just moving towards the backgrounds so that we can let Cognosante shine in the spotlight. So I want to move on to our first topic, which is about IPEs, the Individualized Plan for Employment. So there was a question about the signature policy that there was a blast that came out and it caused some confusion. I want to start by reiterating that there has been no change to the IPE signature policy. All IPEs must be signed to be accepted by SSA. That is the policy. That's where it ends. There is no specificity to that policy about how something must be signed. So that's where the mistake came in the blast that went out. It was too specific about the signature policy. The only policy on the signature is that it must be signed. That form has to have a signature and a date. The blast that sent out referred back to an original blast that we sent on November 12th, 2020. We sent a reminder to all VRs about the IPE signature policy. I'm going to read it to you here, and it is in the blast that you received. I do want to send a reminder, you know, anytime we do talk about a blast, that if I or someone on a call is discussing an email and you did not receive that communication, please reach out to the VR help desk so that we can make sure you get on our list of individuals who get these important messages. So I'm going to read this message, and this is from November 12th, 2020. As a reminder, all individualized plans for employment, IPE, submitted to Social Security as documentation for claims involving a late start of substantial gainful activity, SGA, or prepayment validation reviews, PVRs, must be signed. Social Security must ensure that the agreement between the beneficiary and the representative of the State Vocational Rehabilitation, VR, agency is valid before allowing payment for cost reimbursement. If you have a pending claim that includes an IPE without signatures, you should use the portal to request an additional fax cover sheet and upload an IPE with signatures to attach to your claim. And if you have any questions, call the VR help desk. So just to reiterate, we are not changing that policy. A signature is still required on that form. A signature includes a wet signature or an electronic signature. If there are any questions, we will have Q&A at the end of the call. So please hold your questions until then, especially in the chat. We are just going to, if you have any questions, we'll address it at the end. The second topic I want to make sure I cover is the FY23 cost formula. We are still working on it. So as soon as we have an update for you with a new cost formula or a viable formula that might work, we will share it out to everyone. Once again, that's why it's important that you make sure you get all of our emails so that, you know, when we do send something out about this, that you get it. So that is all the updates I have. I will be on at the end for the Q&A in case you have any questions. And you can also continue to put questions in the chat message. And I'm going to give it back to Janelle. Thanks, Janelle.
Thank you so much, Katie, for all of that very informative guidance. So now I am quite excited to introduce Cognosante's VR provider support team. And also after we will go through help desk requests. Next slide, please. You may hear from any one of us to assist you with any request for VR payment assistance. We really wanted to take the time for you to get a chance to see and hear from the people that you will have most of your interactions with regarding Cognosante and TPM. And we are here to help you with most of your VR payment needs. So I would like to start off with introducing myself for those of you who are not familiar with me. My name is Janelle Bratcher. I'm the director of the TPM Ticket Operations Department. We're also known as TOD and Toad. So you may hear us refer to ourselves with any of those pseudonyms. I have been with Social Security Administration and also now TPM for a little under 20 years. I have a passion for the work that we do here at TPM and Social Security Administration. I think I know most of you, so I don't have much to say, but that I am so thankful to have an opportunity to work with you guys in this capacity, and I'm always available for any of your needs. Please remember to reach out to the VR help desk first, and anything that needs to be escalated, you can send it my way. So now I'd like to introduce you to Kimberly Bailey. Kimberly Bailey is the VR payments manager here at Cognosante for TPM. Kim, take it away.
Good afternoon, everyone. Again, my name is Kimberly Bailey, and I am the VR payment manager, and it's a pleasure to be here today. I worked for Social Security as well for 18 years. My career included work as a clerk typist, teleservice rep on the national 800 number for SSA in the Baltimore Teleservice Center, as well as an SSI claims representative. Since resigning from my position, I've worked various government contracts during the last 15 years. I'm excited to be here, and I look forward to working with each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate that introduction. And now I would like to introduce Shardé Jenkins. Shardé is the provider help desk and document manager here at Cognosante. It's a pleasure to have Sharday as part of our team. Sharday.
Thank you, Janelle. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sharday Jenkins. I've been with Cognosante a little over a year now. I am the EN and VR help desk manager. I did serve previously with Ticket to Work as a car center rep, a payments tech, and a help desk analyst. It's a great pleasure to meet you all, and we do look forward to providing you with quality service on the VR help desk. Thank you, and back to you, Janelle.
Thank you so much, Sharday.
You're welcome.
I do want everyone to pay close attention to Sharday. Sharday is the manager of the team that's going to be providing you frontline service. So any escalations, any complex issues, Sharday will be able to happily assist you. But of course, it's going to follow our normal escalations channel. So you would reach out to the VR help desk and we would escalate properly. But Sharday has many years of help desk experience with TPM, and we are quite happy to have her on the team. Right now, I would like to introduce Imani Kane. Imani is one of our senior claims technicians here on the team that process all of your payment requests. Imani?
Hi, everyone. My name is Imani Kane. As Janelle said, I am a senior claims technician working on the VR team. I've been working with Cognosante for a little over a year as well. And I've also, you know, helped Kevin Bailey oversee the team. And it's a pleasure to meet you all. And I'm looking forward to helping you guys in the future.
Thank you so much, Imani. So now I would like to introduce everyone to Elena Howard. Elena is one of our claims technicians, and she also supports the VR help desk. Elena?
Hello, everyone. My name is Elena Howard. I'm currently working as a claims technician. I also am assisting as a program analyst for the VR help desk. So I'll be happy and excited to be helping out and working with everyone. And I really enjoy being part of the program. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elena. We really appreciate that. Next, I would like to introduce Kirsten Roberts. Kirsten is a VR help desk program analyst. So she is the first program analyst that we're introducing to you today that's going to be providing a lot of the frontline services to you when you contact the VR help desk. Kirsten?
Hello, everyone. My name is Kirsten Roberts, and I've been working with Cognosante for the past year. I started off as a claims technician for the VR, and I currently transitioned into the role of program analyst for the help desk. It's nice to meet everyone, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. Kirsten, just to give you a little kudos on the call, you did an amazing job as a claims technician processing all of the payment requests. And it is a pleasure that this is her first week joining the VR help desk team. So welcome aboard that team. Next, I would like to introduce Rhonda Madden. Rhonda is also a VR help desk program analyst who's going to be serving on the front lines, providing you with any inquiry needs.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Madden. I am an analyst assisting with the help desk. My background is in medical billing and collecting, and I'm happy to be here to help as needed.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rhonda. Now, I would like to introduce Melanie Tarleton. Melanie is last, but certainly not least, of our VR help desk program analysts that we're introducing to you today. Melanie?
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Melanie Tarleton. I have a background in young adult career development, but I am currently working on the VR help desk team, and I do look forward to continuing to provide service to all the VRs.
Thank you so much, Melanie. Greatly appreciate all of the introductions. It's really a joy that we're able to get everyone together that's supporting you for you to get a chance to put the names with the faces. So next, we will move on. Next slide, please. So before I turn it over to Sade to go over VR Help Desk, I would like everyone to take an opportunity to hear from Raquel Donaldson. She is the fearless leader of the VR Help Desk. So it's a pleasure to turn it over to you, Raquel.
Thank you, Janelle. Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. So the four young ladies you just met, Elena, Kirsten, Rhonda, and Melanie, yes, they will be taking over the VR Help Desk. However, as Katie mentioned in the beginning, I'm not going anywhere. So I am the one training them. I am the one that they seek out if they have questions, concerns, they want to escalate. I am still here, so have no fears. But I do promise you that you're in great hands. They have done an awesome job in training. We still continue to do so. But again, if there's anything that you need, I'm still around to assist. So thank you so much. And I look forward to still speaking with you all. Janelle?
Thank you so much, Raquel. We know that Raquel is a wealth of knowledge, so we are thrilled that she's providing all of the training and the guidance to all of our staff that's new and becoming acclimated with the VR Help Desk. So once again, thank you very much for your assistance, Raquel. Now I would like to turn the call over to Sade Jenkins. Sade, once again, is the Help Desk Manager, and she would like to provide some Help Desk request guidance.
All right. Thank you, Janelle. All right, going forward, we are requesting when you are submitting VR inquiries to the help desk, if you could please include your PID number, which is formerly known as the DUNS number. We are still getting acclimated with the VR representative. So this is going to assure that we can process as well as track your requests efficiently. So when you send us the emails, if you could just provide the PID in either the subject line or the body of your email, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you, and back to you, Janelle.
Thank you very much, Sade.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everyone, for all of the updates. So this now concludes our presentations, and we will transition to our Q&A session. As a reminder, to ask a question over the phone, please raise your hand on Teams by dialing *5. And if you're called on, then remember to you'll be unmuted by the facilitator. Then press *6 to unmute yourself. This is a two-step process. For participants joining us on the Teams app, please enter your question into the chat or raise your hand. You now have the ability to turn on your camera if you choose. This is strictly optional, but we would love to see your smiling face. Please remember to identify yourself by name. Catherine, do we have any callers or any hands raised?
I don't see anyone with their hands raised right now, Janelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Imani and Muhammad, do we have any questions in the chat?
This is Imani. Yes, we do have a question from Kristen Venator. Excuse me if I pronounced it wrong. Her question is, will a copy of the presentation be emailed to us after the meeting?
That is a great question. Yes, you will receive a copy of the PowerPoint and you'll receive it. It may take a few weeks, but you will receive it. So just expect to receive a copy of the PowerPoint in the coming weeks.
We also have another question from Kelly Lisa. For electronic signatures, can a client type in their name instead of actually signing as long as it is stamped?
So I will defer that to Social Security Administration.
Hi, good afternoon. So if you want SSA to review your specific example of an electronic signature, we can do that. But, you know, the policy stage, you need a signature and a date. If there's a signature and a date, an electronic signature or a wet signature and a date, right? So then it's acceptable. So do you, looking, that's from Lisa. Lisa, is there any chance you wanted to come on audio and
that's Lisa.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Thank so, yeah. Lisa. So if you have a question, another way I want to put it. Thanks, Money. Another way I want to put it. If you have been sending IPEs to SSA since 2020 and they have been electronically signed and we have not sent you a message saying this is missing a signature. Right. You have not gotten the response from us that this is not signed, then your electronic signature is valid and accepted. So if you are about to change something about your signatures, right, that you have been submitting since 2020 and you want to contact us and figure out if we will accept your change, please reach out to the VR help desk and we can have a communication about that. So if you have been, you know, whatever you've been submitting since 2020 and is as long as it's been accepted by SSA, it is still accepted by SSA. We are not making any changes. I hope that clarification helps.
Thank you very much, Katie. And if anyone needs additional clarification, feel free to ask your questions in the chat or raise your hand. Do we have any hands raised at this moment, Catherine?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so we can continue to take questions from the chat. Imani, are there any questions from the chat?
Yes, Deanna Hensley. She asked, will SSA be issuing an official notification of the acceptance of electronic signatures?
That's why I stayed on. I figured there was another question in the chat. So no, we don't need to send another notification because the original notification from 2020 still stands. We have not made any change. So that's where the confusion came in, is that a blast went out about an electronic signature policy that was targeted for specific forms. There has been no change to the acceptance. You know, we're not changing, right, but we're accepting for IPEs. If you have previously submitted something and it's been approved by SSA, you still have our approval. We do not intend to send another message with, you know, there's no effective immediately. You must make a change to what you've been doing. Anything you've been doing thus far is approved by SSA.
Thank you so much, Katie. Mm-hmm. Imani, do we have any more questions in the chat?
Yes, we have a couple more. One from Sarah. Quick question. So our DUNS number is now called a PID. The number remains the same?
The number is the same. Katie, but you can take it if you like.
I just want to, you know, reiterate, we did send a blast out about that. We made the change back April 4th. We made the change. We had to change the number in our system. So if you do not have the blast that went out, please reach out to the VR help desk to make sure that you are getting our messages. We did change the name of the, even though it's still the same number, your number has not changed. It is now a provider ID or PID. But the number remains the same 9 digits that you've always, you know, known and loved. We're not trying to change numbers on anyone. So you're still using the same identifying number. And if you have any questions about that, reach out to the help desk.
Awesome. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Great. Please remember that you can raise your hand on the Teams app if you have any questions. Catherine, do we have any raised hands at the moment?
Hi, this is Catherine. No, Janelle, we do not.
Wonderful.
Thank we do you. Now. Oh,
we do.
We do.
And this is Anita Barkley-Smith.
Correct. She is unmuted. Ready to go.
Wonderful. Good afternoon, Anita. Anita, you also have the option to turn your video on, your camera, if you click on the camera icon and to. Perfect. Good afternoon. And you'll also have to click on the mic icon to unmute.
It's in the top right, Anita.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, great. Good afternoon. Okay, this is my question. You mentioned about late starts for SGA. And I'd like to know how many years are you considering a late start? After the claim has closed, how many years?
And this question is for Social Security Administration, so I will defer to SSA.
Hi, Anita. Happy New Year. It's Raquel.
Happy New Year.
So late start of SGA is at least 1 year after the BR close date. That is considered late start.
Okay.
1 or more years.
Has it been taken into consideration extending that time?
No.
At all? Okay. Because it has been a hardship for our staff trying to get those plans from them, asking them to request them, get them out of the record center, and then getting them back to us. So I was just hoping there could be a little bit longer of a time frame, considering how long they're keeping them in the office.
That's why you have a year. A year's.
Okay.
That's why we consider the 12 months after you close the actual case. You still have another 12 months to get that information.
Okay.
For late start. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just work a little bit closer with them. That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for your question, Anita. And thank you for also showing your smiling face. We appreciate being able to also put faces with names. Do we have any more questions, Catherine? Any raised hands?
Hi, Janelle. No, we do not at this time.
Okay. Imani, do we have any questions in the chat?
Yes, we do. From Jennifer Raddick. Can you speak about the EN annual service and support review that now requires ENs to submit Partnership Plus agreements for every state vocational rehabilitation agency that your EN has an agreement with?
Now, I would like, and what's her name again? Oh,
Jennifer Raddick.
Okay, I'll defer to Katie.
I was going to say you didn't have to. I will have to go take that back with our EN team. We are aware of the outreach, but I do see the concern, the specific concern in the chat message. So I will pass that along. But it isn't, you know, is in an audit they are doing as part of the annual review. And, you know, we can get back. Are you able?
Yes, she is a presenter.
Jennifer. Jennifer, are you able to give me like a little bit more information?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay, thanks. Sorry. It was an email that I received, and it looks like the way that I took it, you know, obviously some states have formal Partnership Plus agreements and some states do not. And it sounds like the employment networks are going to be required to submit their Partnership Plus agreements that they have with each state. So I don't know if this necessarily means like for those states that do not have currently have Partnership Plus agreements, if this is going to almost require us to do so. So just a lot of, and then I think there was another question related to my question after that as well in the chat.
Okay. Would it be okay if this is something we put in the recap, or would, you know, is the audience something where you would want us to send out blasts with more specifics for VR agencies? I think that's why I, you know, wanted to talk to you directly. What kind of answer are you looking for?
I guess, and I'm new in this role, so less than a year, but so I guess what I'm trying to find out is if, you know, right now, currently, we do not have a formal Partnership Plus agreement. You know, if this is going to be something that we need to jump on and do sooner than later, we need to jump on and do at all. Like, what is our responsibility if the employment networks that we work with are being required to submit that? And, you know, what kind of impact does that have on each state VR?
Okay. Well, we will send a blast out with any action required by VAERA agency so everyone can get the same information. I was not under the impression that there was any action required at this time. SSA was just doing information gathering as part of the review. But we will follow up.
Thank you very much, Katie. Do we have any other questions in chat?
Yes. Eric Schmidt was following up on Jennifer Raddick's question. Some of our ENs also expressed that they were being asked to provide agreements for vendor services to VAERA, not just partner EN agreements. There was a concern that this was an overreach by SSA TPM.
Hi, Eric. You are unmuted as well. Go ahead, Kate.
Sorry. Oh, no. I was just going to say we will follow up on the entire issue. Thank you for all the, so that we can get a good feel for your concern about it, so that we can make sure we get back meaningful response to you.
Thanks, Kate. Can you hear me, actually?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so also, I was just wondering if you, this kind of thing happens in the future, because, again, what it immediately did was it had met many of our partners contacting us to just, you know, request new copies or make sure we were current. It would be good if we knew that was coming too. So maybe if there's some kind of request that goes out on this kind of vein to the ENs, it would be helpful just to give us a heads up that it's coming, because that way I could make sure we're, you know, ready to respond to those requests. Because again, I all of a sudden got a whole bunch of those requests. I'm like, what just happened? You know, like, where did, you know, because I have them all filed. Like, what changed on your end? And they said, oh, we're you know, we're just making sure we have the most current stuff because we're being audited. So if you could just try to keep that in mind in case you guys do that or issue another, so, you know, audit in the future that's EN related, but it's going to have a tendrils into VAERA, probably help to let us know that it's coming.
Yeah, I believe the assumption was made that the EN should have that on hand, right, as part of the audit. So I do completely understand where it came from, that you suddenly had outreach you did not expect because the blast went only to VAERA ENs. Excuse me.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. We'll take that back. We'll make sure in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eric, and thank you, Katie. Do we have any more questions in chat or any hands raised?
No questions in the chat.
Hi, this is Catherine. No questions on the phones or raised hands.
Okay, well, this is one last call. If anyone has any additional questions, we do have 22 minutes. Okay. Well, on behalf of Social Security Administration and TPM, I would like to thank our presenters and everyone attending today's call for all the information provided on today's call. We will host our next VAERA quarterly call on April 11th, 2023. And of course, as always, we will send out Gov delivery notices letting you know that the call will take place on April 11th, 2023. Thank you for attending and have a good rest of your day. Our call has now concluded.